The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Great to have you with us on this Thursday, March 12, 2020, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. What virus? Everybody's worried that this and that. We have to be cautious, and we will be. President is in charge. The administration's in charge. Everything's okay. But I don't want everybody to get crazy. We're getting crazy. Keep your distance. I love social distancing. If you're like me, you know me in church. Peace be with you. No, social distancing be with you. In the name of God, let's not shake hands, okay? You just be a little cautious now and everything be, I'm telling you, it's hard to imagine now. And there seems to be a panic. But as the months go by, as summer goes by and fall, it's all going to be gone. And we're going to look at this and they're going to say, remember 2020. And you're going to remember about the coronavirus. And we will beat this. The question I have is, first of all, let me just touch on the president was stellar last night. He's so measured. And he takes on the role of president. You know, if you know Donald J. Trump for all the years, you could see that he will. When I saw him, we were taking pictures down in Wildwood, and I observed, cause me being, I'm just obsessed with politics and love every angle of it. It's just so interesting because it's a sport that you and I can be involved with. You know, you watch people play. I watch the Yankees play. I go, gosh, how did the warm up alone? And I hurt my shoulder hurts just watching them throw from center field, you know, to left field. Just in a warm-up. But in politics, we can get involved, you know. So as you see President Trump, and he's taking pictures, and then a while, and he's got his presidential face on, ba-bang, ba-bang, take the picture, smile. You go over, you talk, and he's very presidential. And last night, he was very presidential. But the fact that he said he's going to reach out to the Small Business Association for loans, he's going to give some paid leave to folks. And Frankie, correct me if I'm wrong on these things, there were some good things that that people really aren't talking about, that the president put forth just to make it easier to stay home, you know, and to try to recover if you're a business, because a lot of businesses are going to be really hurt by this, and they're going to need loans to cover this time. So now, hopefully, the House won't. I'm sure you're going to hear some kind of objection from Nancy Pelosi, but my goodness gracious, the president's doing the right thing. The only thing, and I said this, and Frank's got me yesterday on the show, and I hate when people go, I was the guy, me, on the radio, talk radio, me, I'm the guy. Now, listen, we're all in this together, but I did this. No, yesterday I said the president should go to the Oval Office and address the nation. And lo and behold, a couple hours later, that's what we heard. That's what happened. So do you have that actuality of me yesterday on this show, Frankie Five Boroughs? If you
lead with the White House for the president to speak from the Oval Office, a prompter speech right there by President Trump saying, I've been saying America first. Everything that I've talked about, the president has to tell us, is coming to fruition. Why I think we have to be America first is exactly what's happening with this coronavirus.
See, that was good. But see, so they listened. They listened. The president went to the Oval Office and he said, now the thing is, the only thing I wanted to hear the president say, and as the president made a travel ban, it was a travel ban for all European nations except the United Kingdom. And he will have some financial relief to those affected by this quarantine like that. But I wanted to hear the president say, and we will start making all drugs in the United States of America. We're bringing it all back home. Because, like we were talking earlier, and some callers called, and I see the calls, I'm going to them in a second, is that we have to bring it home now. It's a national emergency. We've got to start making things here. I've been railing about this for 6 years on this radio show. Bring the manufacturing back. I said it before Donald Trump got to it. Donald Trump shows up. He talks about manufacturing. He talks bringing the jobs back home. He talks about helping the inner cities. That's where we got to be. I don't know what's happening with the Democratic Party.
Party. I'm telling you, when I was a Democrat, I was proud to be a Democrat. You know, I was a JFK Democrat, a Democrat who voted for Ronald Reagan. I was what they called a Reagan Democrat. And I was a blue dog Democrat, a conservative Democrat. I don't know what the party's doing now. I have no idea. All they're trying to do is take down this country, it seems. Anything to hurt the president. They could care less about coming to some kind of solution with this pandemic virus. And I'm telling you, and then the president mentions that the virus came from China, and they're criticizing, oh, well, that's racist. You know, it's like we're at a time, look at it this way. We're at a time of war. This is a war against a virus, but it's beyond that. We're really at a war. And it's kind of a proxy war with China. That's what this is. Now, I'm going to walk this through and then you let me know what you think. Is the president goes after China like no other president has ever. First president go against China. And all those of us who knew what China was trying to do as a communist nation, the communist giant, and I say this with fear and respect to China, by the way. I'm not vilifying anybody. And the president goes after this big monolith, this big communist monolith. It's Donald Trump, right? Reality star, businessman from New York that we knew. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump goes up against China. And China starts to weaken, man. Start to buckle a little bit. He's not going. He meets with Xi. He smiles. Xi smiles. You know, the president's standing fast with the tariffs. Everybody criticized him. You can't do it. It's China. Oh my gosh, they own so much. The money we borrow from China and all of that. The president's going. He's nicking at that little by little. And I've told you about the military buildup. China wants to run the world. They falter. Then all of a sudden, a virus is slipped out of a district, out of Wuhan, and it's the virus that people knew about for years. That just happened? Come on. Are you kidding me? You don't think that maybe China, this communist, this gigantic country that wants to rule the world, said, wow, this president's beating us economically. Next, it'll be militarily. Next, it'll be this. And let's release this virus. And why wouldn't they let in the Wuhan, the Wuhan town and the province there, the Hubei province, there were military troops there. They did not let the troops come into the town. They locked and quarantined the troops. Follow it. Listen to it. Read about it. This doesn't just happen. Something like this just doesn't happen. And then, too, when you send me stuff on Twitter, and I know I don't want to be conspiratorial, but I just want to investigate everything. And that not only did Dean Koontz wrote about it, there was another book that wrote about here, Sylvia Brown, End of Days. This is from our buddy Border Fox, who listens to the show as he runs big construction equipment and helps build the great city of New York. We appreciate that. This is from Sylvia Brown. And this was, what year did you say? 2008, Frankie.
Correct.
Rose told me. She wrote, in around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs, the bronchial tubes, and resisting all known treatments. That's exactly what Dean Koontz wrote in his book, Eyes of Darkness. Sylvia Brown goes on to say, almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish or as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely. I don't know how they know this. Now, they say Sylvia Brown's kind of, I guess, Frank, like a psychic, a self-proclaimed psychic kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah, she was a medium, and she also claimed to be a psychic as well.
I'm an extra large. But aside from that, so Sylvia Brown said it, but what about Dean Koontz, who's coming on the show April 1st? How did he know about it? They knew about this. They knew about it. So let's make the drugs here. Mr. President, if the White House does, they sample these morning shows. The speech was spectacular. More of those speech. Go back in the Oval Office, maybe once a week, you know, the quote-unquote fireside chat. That's what we need. You know what? I've decided by executive order, we're bringing all drugs to be made back in the United States of America. When I say bring manufacturing, I've been talking about it for years. Now I have to do an executive order. Why? Because we are at war. Now is the time to step up. Otherwise, we'll never get a handle on this. Charlie Gasparini is going to join us. And Charlie has a good sense of things, and we'll see where we're going with the stock market. And his instinct is good. Frankie, who was I talking to the other day? 14
I'm
minutes
not sure.
8 o'clock. No, I was talking to, and I, and I, they mentioned Charles Gasparino. Remember that? I said,
I said, oh, did you do this and did you think about this? And I can't remember who it was because it was like a prediction or something. And they said, well, Charlie Gasparino knew it was going to happen, something like that. So,
no,
another psychic, Charlie Gasparino. Who knew?
Yeah, I'm not sure. But certainly it's going to be interesting to see what he has to say about the markets today. Apparently now Dow futures already down 1,100 points. So it's looking like another day of record lows for the stock market today. Yesterday, another massive sell-off. So not a great day for looking at your portfolio or your 401k. I know my mother, who, you know, until this week had a lot of money in her 401k, she's just been incredibly depressed all week seeing what the stock markets have done. So my advice to folks is just don't look. Look again in a year.
Exactly.
Hopefully you don't need that money right away.
Yeah, well, that's the point, and it'll rebound. But Charlie will know best. And Paul DiGiacomo, president of the Detectives Endowment Association, and thanks to Amy Evans over at Blue Bloods. Because did you see that we have now some nice what do you call it, swag
right,
from
DEA
the police
cards.
Department?
Yeah, I thought Paul had given us those when he was here.
He did. Yes, he did.
Well, we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We're going to say thank you. Julie Menon will join us, director of the New York City Census, which starts today. Danielle Johnson gave away her kidney. It's World Kidney Day. Danielle Johnson gave away a kidney to a fellow worker. Would you give away your kidney to anybody? God bless her. God bless her. We can't wait. That Danielle's going to be on the air in the 9 o'clock hour, and Eddie Deddy as well from Zupa Restaurant. Let me go to Jerry holding on the line before we break. Hey, Jerry, good morning. What's on your mind this morning? Thanks for calling, man.
Hey, Joe, how are you today? Hey, I've been listening to you on the radio, driving into work, and my whole thoughts are the biggest school district in this country is the New York City School District with 1.1 million children, okay? Those children, they gather every day. They go home to guardians of 1.1 million people. Why are they still in school then, Joe, if this is that bad?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's 2.2 million people that in the schools, they're not cleaning every single day. Children go to the bathroom. They put their hands all over places, doorknobs. The kids sit 24 inches apart. It doesn't make sense.
The answer to the question is that, Jerry, I understand your concern, and thank you for calling.
Right.
And it makes a lot of sense. I understand that. But how do you shut down the school system? All the kids that, because so many parents work. You know, in America now, at least for now, the two parents have to work. Both parents have to work, unless you get everything free, which is what Bernie Sanders wants. But right now, one parent has to work for the family, one parent has to work for the government, because the taxes in New York and New Jersey are so astronomical, and most, unless you're very, very fortunate, both parents work. And they don't realize when these politicians, by the way, as an aside, they tax us to death like they do, and they're taxing a congestion tax, and they put an extra, and they raise the tolls again on the Port Authority. They don't realize all you're doing is hurting the American family. That's all you're hurting when you do that. And you will dissipate the American family because both parents are going to have to work. Why? To pay the government, man. And that's the whole thing. But the fact is, how do you close the schools and have all those kids without breakfasts? A lot of them get breakfast at school. What do you do with the kids? Because the parents are working. What do you do with them? I don't have an answer to it, you know? Although I'll tell you right now, from what I could see at my neck of the woods, way out in the boondocks out there in Jersey, they are off on Monday, and they're going to kind of regroup, and they may take 2 weeks away. They may take 2 weeks off and do remote teaching. So because this virus, are we overreacting? I don't think right now you can overreact. I think you got to really tackle it while you can. I feel like, and this is not right, and this is me. I always go to the source of the problem. This is a solution-based radio show. Kaylee McEnany always said that when she first came on all those years ago. Joe, you're a solution-based show. It's just common sense, man.
If China caused this, shouldn't China pay for it? I mean, is that wrong to say? Is that terrible? Hey, man, sorry. It came out of the, if it was an accident or not, shouldn't China go, well, you know what? You know, we're going to cover this. We're going to cover that. I'm just saying that might, I'm thinking, wouldn't that be fair? Hey, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let me go to Paul in Queens before we break for Charlie Gasparino. Paul, we got 2 seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning?
All right. Really quick. This summer, I went to see the Who. There were 8 ambulances sitting at the concert, and I had one piece of sand with the eyewash. Why are we shutting down these things? I mean, if you go to Madison Square Garden, there's 20,000 people. Spread the seats out, one seat in a row. You got 10,000 people in. You have Northwell outside. Check everybody for the virus. And if you get the virus, you will have a quarantine section. You get a little face mask and a gift bag on the way out. With gummy bears, vitamins, and stuff. Let's get this done. Come on.
I love it.
I want to see everybody spread apart.
Yeah.
And if you're going to see the president and you have it, we'll get face masks, gift bags, free flags. Let's do it.
Listen, I understand your frustration. Is it, but do you really have to shut down everything? Yeah, Paul, I hear you. And I hear your compassion there. Your lack of passion. That's 8:20 right now, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads looking out for you. Traffic wise, as the rain is rolling in on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Let's go out to the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit. Looks like an hour delay still from problems from early this morning. Babylon branch of the LIRR service restored, but you're seeing 45-minute delays. Let's see what's happening inbound at the GWB, still 45 into the upper, 15 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 30 as well. Still busy on 22 eastbound, getting out through Newark with an earlier stalled vehicle. Garden State Parkway North at 143C. In Irvington, it's a collision. We're still seeing this investigation on 27 southbound, getting down through Franklin Township. It's an ongoing police investigation of a pedestrian accident, unfortunately. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Cross Bronx West into Rosedale Avenue. Accident between a truck and a car. And the West Side Highway South in the 40s, it's an overturned vehicle. Clouds later today with a high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. I love telling you about law enforcement against drugs. We are very, very pro-law enforcement. Appreciate the men and women of the NYPD and all law enforcement, the FBI, all across the country. Now, law enforcement against drugs is a charity and the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. Last year, when you think about numbers, and we're talking about this virus, 72,000 of our family members, friends, and neighbors died due to drug-related deaths. 72,000, right? You all know somebody related. Now, law enforcement against drugs has the only evidence-based K-12 tested and proven effective school-based anti-drug, anti-violence prevention curricula in the nation, delivered by, and you know I love this, police officers in uniform in the schools and teachers themselves. This is a brilliant concept that I've been railing about for years, and it's happening with law enforcement against drugs. That curricula includes age-appropriate, tested, and proven effective information on marijuana, on opioids, prescription, and over-the-counter drugs. For more information or to donate, please, to LEAD, please go to leaddrugs.org. It's leaddrugs.org, LEADRUGS.org. Or check them out on Facebook at Law Enforcement Against Drugs.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring and looking to sell your home, Calamine and Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine and Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors and administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps even most impressive is their 100% success rate. That's right, they sell 100% of properties brought to the market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Hey! Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport, whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran. Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with attorney Julie Menon, director of the Census for New York City, about the importance of being counted. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning. Charlie Gasparino standing by. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield. You got to check out Rhino Shield. Call Susan at Rhino Shield for a free estimate. I Rhino Shielded my house. It looks spectacular. What do I know? From painting? Do I look like I paint? I don't know from painting. I would always just fix little parts of the house, right? I have my Mikey, my boy. Mikey, could you paint that around the garage? Well, Susan came out to the house. She checked it out. We Rhino Shielded the home. And what's beautiful, it's sprayed on. Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating that seals your house or your business. Sprayed on bonds completely to wood, brick, stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. Guaranteed for 25 years. To never chip, peel, or mold. I need that for my face. I would like that. You know, will you please call Susan at Rhino Shield? I've been telling you about it. You've been asking me about it. Joe, tell me about Rhino Shield. I'm telling you about Rhino Shield. Call Susan for a free estimate, please. She's wonderful. And you'll love Susan. You will love Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608 or rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it's 826. Charlie Gasparino is a senior correspondent with the Fox Business Network. Fox Business just crushing it over there these days. Charlie, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I don't know. I mean, I feel okay, but the markets are getting crushed.
I know. You know what's so funny? I talked to Frankie Fiburos, our producer. So I was talking to somebody, and I said, are you going to go into politics? Do you have? And they said, well, that's what Charlie Gasparino, he foresaw this. So now you're like this psychic. I mean, and you've been calling these things this last week. So you have an instinct for what's going to happen with the market, Charlie Gasparino. So I'm afraid to ask, because people are worried about their 401k. Where do you think this all ends up, Charles?
You know, listen, I would say about 3 weeks ago, I said you should carry a chunk of cash. You should be at least 30% of your portfolio should be in cash.
Wow.
And I still stick by that, and because I think it's going to go down lower. Then there's going to be some buying opportunities, and you should use that cash to buy stocks and to buy, you know, Apple cheaper and other stocks cheaper. Because I just think. Listen, here's the thing. There's no doubt that this is a very serious situation. We are going to go through some rough times, okay? Just brace for it. There's going to be stuff that's going to close. There's going to be quarantines. Your boss is going to tell you to work from home. All that's going to have an economic impact, okay?
Yeah.
That said, we're going to get through this, okay? But, you know, in the time that it takes to get through this, you know, it's going to get messy out there. So my view is, you know, it's particularly if you ran this market up. I mean, you know, we had a really good. I mean, if you were in the stock market since it was down to 6,000 during the financial crisis in 2009, you know, at the end of the, you know, when we were just coming out of the financial crisis,
yeah,
to now,
yep,
you,
yep,
did pretty well. If you were in it since Trump got elected at 16,000 to now, you did pretty well. You know, that is, it's not a bad time to take some profits and to be in cash and to watch this thing play out a bit. You know, I can't tell you where the bottom is going to be because, you know, this is so headline driven. And, you know, here's the thing, Joe.
Yeah.
Even if my brother's the chairman of medicine at Brooklyn Hospital, so I know a little bit about this. The mortality rates on this coronavirus aren't astronomical. What's astronomical is the ability for it to infect. And some people get really sick when they infect it. And because of that, there's going to be an there's going to be extra precautions taken where people are told to stay home, you know, to stay out of stadiums and things of that nature, to stop living your life the way we did before. Mm-hmm. That preparation is going to have an economic impact. It may not. It's not going to lead to, like, this is not going to be the bubonic plague, just so you know. Just the way it's manifested so far in China and elsewhere. And you don't need me to tell you that. Dr. Fauci will tell you that.
Yeah,
My brothers tell me that. But it will have an economic impact. It will affect stocks. And the markets are sorting that out right now, and it's going to get messy. It's always messy in the short term. But we're going to get out of this. I'm telling you, it's just we got, you know, we got through 9/11, we got through the financial crisis, we got through World War II. We're going to get through this.
Appreciate it. Charles, your brother is what now? He's the head of medicine at where?
Chairman of medicine at Brooklyn Hospital.
Oh, the Gasparino brothers did pretty darn good. Look at this.
Not bad for a construction worker, bartender, old man, right?
God bless you, man. That's great, man. Hey, so is the president's plan for a payroll tax holiday, if that goes through, Charles, the SBA, the small business loans, will that provide a little economic stimulus, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the bigger thing, some of this stuff is hard to, it doesn't work really. You know, I remember during the financial crisis, you know, Bush tried a couple of things. We had Obama doing cash for clunkers and stuff like that. I think some of this is good. It'll provide maybe a floor. It'll help the economy. There will be a snapback once we get through this. That's going to be pretty real if most of the institutions are running well, like the banks and everything. I mean, one of the good things about this is that the plumbing of our financial system is pretty safe because we went through the financial crisis and we learned a few things. So there's positives here so that we can bounce back fast. And, these sort of things do help. But I think the bigger thing that has to be done is I know the market's traded off on his speech last night, but I kind of liked the speech because I think it was like a realization, the first time I've heard him, and I think he made a mistake not doing this speech earlier, that this is more than a hoax, even though he didn't call it a hoax, he said the Democrats' response to it was a hoax.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, he was clearly downplaying it, and there were people in the media who were taking his cue and downplaying it, and I think now he is realizing that this is bad. And so I thought the speech was good, but, you know, when you throw in the towel, kind of like he did on this thing, his whole spin was that it wasn't that bad, or we're going to get through this, we got it contained. I think, you know, when that happened, the market said, oh, God, he's thrown in the towel, then this must be really bad. And that's why you have the reaction this morning. But the speech itself was, listen, if you think of some of the measures he's taken, it's been really good.
Yeah.
Stopped travel to China early.
Yep.
It was smart.
Yep.
He's doing this, which is smart. I mean, he's got some good people around him, like Pompeo and Larry Kudlow. I mean, I think the worst part of what he's done is his messaging. I mean, I think he should let Dr. Fauci and Mike Pence handle the messaging. He should not be speaking about stuff that he really knows very little about, and because he sounds then he sounds like he doesn't have his hands around the problem. You know, one of the best things about I was here during 9/11. I mean, I live almost downtown. I worked across the street from the Trade Center. My old man, just so you know, was an iron worker on the Trade Center. I was there. I was here I was covering the rebuilding efforts. When I was with the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
One of the best things was Rudy being force for hope. And, you know, like he knew what was going on. He basically gave briefings like he knew what was going on.
Well, I think you saw it yesterday. Your point is, it's a great analogy, Rudy, America's mayor at the time, really bringing us out of that terrible time. But it was good that the president pushed back the tax deadline. Isn't that huge, Charlie?
I think it's good. This is confidence, though. And I think one of the problems I think this president has is he's not really Rudy. You know, he talks off the cuff. And, you know, one of the things, I covered Rudy's administration for, you know, for a while. You know, Rudy was always immersed in facts, right? He could argue with you about the budget. I, you know, never saw a mayor do that. I covered Dinkins' budgets. Like, Dinkins would get lost in his translation when it came. He'd defer. Rudy was so smart, he could argue specific. So when he got up there during 9/11, we should point out that a guy named Joe Loda was essentially with him running the city. Joe Loda ran the mayor, lost, a great operational guy, and he's working at NYU Langone. Yeah. He's one of the top people there. But
hey,
to run it, and he knew how to articulate it.
Yeah, but I think we're sitting okay. But you know what I have to tell you, to your point, Charlie, and we like to be objective on the show, and we've been getting some great calls from everybody, but I wonder if the president knows more than he can say. I don't trust this whole China thing, man. Look, Charlie, you and I know each other well enough. We laugh, we jokes and everything. But honestly, man, this is all, the whole thing is suspect to me. All of a sudden, this virus, you know, where the president goes up against China with the tariffs. China buckles a little bit. It's communist China. Listen to Gordon Chang, the way he says about the evils of China. All of a sudden, this virus just slips out of Wuhan. A little suspect to me. I wonder if indeed President Trump knows stuff that he just can't say to alarm anybody. Just a thought.
Well, I mean, let's just say that's the case, that they actually put this out there and they killed their own people, a bio agent against us, right?
Yeah.
And they screwed it up. I mean, I could see that being plausible, right? And it somehow scary. They screwed it up.
Yeah.
What is that? At this point, it's neither here nor there. They actually hurt themselves. We have to respond, and you have to respond in a way that, you know, calms nerves. And I don't think he did that at first. I mean, I just saw the response, and some of the response from like some media people that like are, you know, that are supporters. I mean, it was kind of devoid from reality. I mean, I went on Fox and I said, you know, and this is literally 2 weeks ago, the Friday before that, on a Hemmer show. And I said, you know, maybe now's the time, if you rode this market up, to take some off the table just to be nimble, you know, 30% cash, 70% in. You're not selling everything. You wouldn't believe the people that looked at me like I was unpatriotic for saying that. By the way, when it comes to money, you know, I hate to say, you can't be patriotic.
Yeah, it's all business, baby.
You have to be like greedy almost.
Yeah,
you know,
that's so true. So hold some cash, but don't buy now. Don't sell. Just stay.
Let's see how this shakes out. I mean, think about how good it is. If you're in it from the Trump days, right? If you just got in the market, I mean, you know, you might want to just sit there, you know, for a little and see what happens, you know. But if you were in it from Trump's election, I mean, you made a lot of money.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Charlie, we appreciate your time, man. I'll see you over there at the building. And keep us posted on anything, Charlie. The psychic financial guy. We love it. I love it.
I thought you were going to say psycho, but anyway.
Charlie Gasparino, thank you, Charles. Appreciate it, my friend. Senior Bye-bye. Correspondent for the Fox Business Network, 877-970-2999. Give us a call. I know what you're thinking. Come on, give us a call. You're always welcome to join us on AM 970, The Answer. It's 8:37 right now. Oof, the morning is flying through. We got Big Al. He has the news live and local right here on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
45 degrees and 8:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A passenger who was on a JetBlue flight from JFK to Palm Beach, Florida last night has tested positive for the coronavirus. Flight 253 had 114 passengers and crew aboard. It landed around 9 p.m., but then was kept on the tarmac for 3 hours as a man at the back of the plane was escorted off the aircraft. The Post reports that the man got his positive coronavirus test results right before the flight took off from New York. The unidentified man was taken off the plane by a crew wearing masks and gloves. Passengers were then told to monitor their health over the coming days. In sports, Knicks, a 136-131 overtime win in Atlanta. It'll be the last NBA game for a while. The league has suspended play due to the coronavirus. Jazz center Rudy Gobert has tested positive. Rangers lost to the Avalanche in Colorado in overtime 3-2. In the first round of the Big East tournament at the Garden, St. John's beat Georgetown 75-62. Red Storm will play Creighton in today's quarterfinals. You can hear that on The Answer starting at 11:40 this morning. 15th-ranked Seton Hall plays Marquette tonight at 9:30. That's on our sister station, WMCA. Syracuse will take on Louisville at the same time on The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for their Ultimate membership today and enjoy a $0 enrollment fee. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Inbound GWB about 45 to the upper 15, now to the lower. Lincoln 40, Holland about 30. It's kind of busy this morning on the Garden State Parkway North at 143C in Irvington with an accident. 27 southbound is still closed in Franklin Township. It's all due to an ongoing investigation of an earlier pedestrian accident. We're still seeing delays on the Cross Bronx West at Rosedale Avenue with a collision involving a tractor trailer and a car. West Side southbound in the 40. An accident there. That's an overturned vehicle. 15 to 20 in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And watch for some slowdowns on Nichols Road South right by Sunrise Highway with an accident as well. Southbound Thruway picking up some volume heading down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, mostly cloudy later, high in the upper 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Glassdoor. Glassdoor only matches you with qualified job candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Find the right fit for your business. Glassdoor.
Joe on the radio, downtown Yonkers has made a resurgence in style and beauty like no other. You got to make a trip up to Yonkers. It's beautiful up there. Zupa Restaurant is where we were on Monday. We had a great time over there with Eddie. Eddie's going to jump on the air in a little while. And we're paying tribute to Yonkers all this month. I'm proud to do that, you know. Love how these communities transform themselves. The DeMauro Restaurant Group transformed the former industrial printing plant into an intimate restaurant with exposed brick, 14-foot ceilings, beautiful, warm, original floors. This is Zupa Restaurant and Lounge. Beautiful. It's an elegant eatery, Italian eatery, featuring classic old-world Italian cuisine with a twist, extensive wine list containing many options from numerous winemaking regions of the world. For a meat, you got to try the Nutella-based, the Nutella-braised short rib, right, with hazelnut dusting. Man, that sounds spectacular. By the way, all of the meats at Zupa's restaurant are provided by La Freda Meat Purveyors, and that's our buddies, man, at La Freda. That meat is the best. You're getting the best when you get meats at Zupa's. Don't leave without trying the Bronzino as well, all right? So call Eddie for reservations over at Zupa Restaurant and Lounge, 914-376-6500, 914-376-6500. 376-6500, Zupa Restaurant and Lounge.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
8:43 with Joe on the radio. Today's Daily Salute to Yonkers trivia question is being brought to you by our friends at Sound Associates for all of your high-quality sound and video needs. If you're the first correct caller at 877-970-2999, you will win a $50 gift certificate from Zupa Restaurant and Lounge in Yonkers and the Yonkers Waterfront District, an elegant Italian eatery. You know Zupa Restaurant and Lounge. You can get a $50 gift certificate from Zupa. Remember, if you won a prize in the past 60 days, unfortunately, you are not eligible for this, okay? The first caller at 877-970-2999 will win a $50 gift certificate to Zupa Restaurant and Lounge. That's right in the Yonkers Waterfront District. Beautiful, beautiful Zupa Restaurant. Here is Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question.
Thanks, Jersey Joe. What famous playwright wrote Lost in Yonkers that won him a Pulitzer Prize?
Good questions, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. You know what? You give a call, 877-970-2999. You get a $50 gift certificate from a Zupa Restaurant and Lounge right there in the Yonkers Waterfront District. Today's Daily Salute to Yonkers trivia question brought to you by Sound Associates.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio, Paul DiGiacomo's president of the Detectives Endowment Association, doing a great job. Paul, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Thank you for your service, my friend.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for supporting the police.
Well, we appreciate it, man. I know we heard from our friends at Blue Bloods that you're helping them over there, and we appreciate you sending things over to us, and we appreciate the hard work you're doing. I don't even know where to begin to ask you about what we're going to talk about. This NYPD detective in a wheelchair, and now the guy that put that detective in the wheelchair, Paul DiGiacomo. This guy's going to be freed. He's going to be free, and then I'm going to tell you where we think he's going to end up. This guy, but tell us about the story, if you would, Paul.
Well, Joe, this is the true American dream. You have a wonderful young man and his beautiful wife that come here from Haiti. They both work hard. One becomes a police officer. One becomes a nurse. They buy a house, have a beautiful young child. And then on June 3rd, 2017, their lives were turned upside down, and that American dream turned into an American nightmare because they became encountered with a defendant, Justin Morrell, a reputed member of the Crips in New York City. And when the detective stopped him to question him about gunfire, this defendant decided to take off with the detective attached to the car and dragged him for several blocks, causing catastrophic head injuries. And he is still bound in a wheelchair and does not have any motor skills. And the defendant was released after only 14 months, Joe, by Justice Ruth Shillingford. And I think this is a real disgrace to the criminal justice system, and I think she should be held accountable. This defendant, Justin Morrell, is a career criminal at the age of 15.
Yeah.
Now he's 18 years old. What do you think's going to happen now?
Yeah, and I mean, rumor has it, too, that they're moving him to, and this is me doing some research with Five Boroughs with Frankie, they're moving him to East Orange, New Jersey. And that, I mean, just as someone in law enforcement, Paul DiGiacomo, doesn't that tell you that that could put East Orange, New Jersey, and the good folks in that great town at risk?
Well, I'm glad you told me that, Joe, because I will let the East Orange, New Jersey Police Department put them on notice for their safety and the safety of that community.
So what was the previous rap sheet like for this guy?
Well, this guy had, quite a few felonies, and I believe he had, he was arrested 11 times prior to this arrest. And quite a few were felonies. So he should not have been released so soon. And the judge had the right to sentence him to the maximum, which would have been 10 years instead of 14 months.
Wow. So, you know what? We appreciate your fighting like this, Paul. I'm looking at the Daily News article now, and I'm seeing this beautiful family. And I don't know, what do you think, what is happening in New York City? And I know Bill Bratton jumped on this very early on, before this whole bail reform came into play. And then we had other police officers. Then you're giving specific examples of how horrendous this is, and we feel for everybody. If you've gone, walked the wrong side of the law, we understand you want to rehab. But Mike, the rap sheet on this guy alone, and I'm looking at this beautiful family here, the detective and his wife, just breaks your heart. What the heck is going on in our city, Paul?
Well, it's the climate it's the climate out in the city and the state that is being pushed by these anti-police politicians. And I really think that the good people of the city and the state really have to register to vote, get out there and vote, and get these cop haters out of office.
Cop haters, well said, gee whiz. And then now tell us, if you would, that this gang member, was he at least at all apologetic?
No, he has no remorse. Being part of a gang, this is the life he chose to lead, and he affected many, many people's lives. This is not only being the detective's lives, but the other people he had victimized times before. And, this judge, Ruth Shillingford, she has a constant record of siding with bad and not with good. She's let people out on many occasions that shouldn't be out of jail. And I ask her this, Joe, if this was her co-worker or her family member that was dragged by this car, would this defendant be only doing 14 months? I doubt it.
Yeah, that's so true. Paul, we thank you for your service, my friend. And I know your heart is with all the detectives. Paul is the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. And we so support the law enforcement, especially in this great city. By the way, before we let you go, sir, this crime dropped dramatically. It was once the safest big city in the United States of America. It has spiked dramatically since bail reform, correct?
Absolutely. And the reason being is you don't have the support of the politicians. And, you have anti-police legislation coming not only from Albany, but also coming from the city council that is constantly trying to tie the police hands. And they are so unbalanced on what to do now that they need clear direction. And they don't have it because you don't have the support of the elected officials.
Paul, you got these airwaves anytime, man. We appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you for your support. Thanks for your service. Keep the fight. Our love to the family. And please keep us posted on this.
I will, absolutely. And someday, Joe, I would love to have his wife and child up there because they will touch your heart like no other person will.
You know what? You are on next week, next Tuesday. Let's think about it. We go live. We have a video, and we'll get everybody, the signal out on YouTube and on Facebook and on the radio station. We would be honored to have the family in, Paul, and you as well, sir.
Thank you very much, Joe. You have a great day.
Thank you. Paul DiGiacomo is the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. The men and women of the NYPD are working so hard to keep this city state. I don't know what the politicians, and in this case, what the judges are thinking. Paul's just talking common sense. My goodness gracious. Hey, 852 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Joe. Problems continue right now on the west side. West side south in the 40s. It's an overturned vehicle. Two lanes blocked over there. It's busy cross Bronx West into Rosedale Ave with an accident cleared. And over on 27 southbound, still closed, getting down through Franklin Township. It's an ongoing investigation of a pedestrian accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, hi, Joe on the radio telling me about Route 22 Toyota. I love that I can tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Why? Because I can give you something for free. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, we're going to give you, I'll give you the eight, look at me. I'll give you the 857. I guess I got to do it legitimately. First five callers, next 5 minutes. And all European models are excluded. But if you call 855-621-9949, here's the number, 855-621-9949. Something for free, multi-point inspection. How about that? You go, thank you, Joe. Well, excuse me. You get an oil change, and not only that, you get a free filter as well.
free from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. And, you know, you don't have to deal with dummies. When you go over and you will see Angelica there at Route 22 Toyota, and you will see Chris and Johnny, and you will see Carmelo and Iggy himself. I had a wonderful, wonderful, warm conversation with my friend Iggy. He's the head of Route 22 Toyota. And wait till you see the great things happening from Route 22 Toyota. That Iggy, I'm going to wait till we get there, and we're going to tell you about the great things that are happening. But right now, from Alex Kinsella, you get this. First five calls, Alex is the general manager. He can give you a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. If you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you go, hurry up, okay, and call 855-621-9949. And you don't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth, no rigmarole. And you're going to look at the beautiful showroom, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. All new, the customer lounge, new, state-of-the-art service center. Forget about it. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
I'm PBA President Pat Lynch. Here's what's happening on our streets. In 2002, career criminal Robert Williams shot someone, carjacked a vehicle, and tried to kill police officers in the Bronx. He served 15 years in prison and was released on parole. Less than a year later, he crashed a car while high on angel dust and violently resisted arrest. No, he wasn't returned to prison for violating his parole. Instead, he was released on bail for $1. On February 8, 2020, he walked up to a marked police van in the Bronx and opened fire. One of his bullets narrowly missed a cop's carotid artery. 12 hours later, he barged into the 41 precinct and once again opened fire, trying to kill cops and civilians alike. Our criminal justice system has been failing for decades. It's putting you and the police officers that protect you at risk. We need your help. Contact your representatives and tell them to stop supporting the pro-criminal agenda. Visit nycpba.org to find out how you can help.
Amen. Hey, Joe on the radio, did you go to Invite Health? This is the easiest way to get to what I'm going to tell you. You go to invitehealth.com. Everybody knows invitehealth.com. 20 years. They've offered super premium quality supplements, free access to degreed healthcare professionals. Now they have come up with the power of a superior topical with full spectrum hemp extract, right? With a cannabidiol that is to create their new soothing hemp cream with menthol. I love it. Talk about soothing. I'm telling you, I was thinking about you last night. I know it's a little creepy, but I was thinking about you as I went to bed. I was laying there and I put on my soothing hemp cream with menthol from Invite Health. The pain goes away. The menthol is so soothing on, you know, even if you got arthritis, a little nick like me from working out, my shoulder I keep telling you about, I put this soothing hemp cream from Invite Health. You got to go to invitehealth.com. Use my code Joe. You get 50% off retail on your first order of soothing hemp cream with menthol. Buy two, you get free shipping, by the way. You're going to love this. If you want to call, it's 800-789-1125, 800-789-1125, but go to invitehealth.com. Use the code Joe for 50% off. You want to try the soothing hemp cream with menthol from Invite Health. It works. It works wonders for me. It will do the same for you. This is what I predict. 800-789-1125 or invitehealth.com. Promo code Joe.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Joe Lumberg is our marathon man meteorologist. It's 8:57 in New York. Joey, how you doing this morning? All good with you, my friend?
Oh, pretty good. You know, maybe I could use some of that cream for my foot. It's a little
you got to try it. Go to invitehealth.com and you check out. You put the promo code on Joe and you can get it for a great price. Soothing hemp cream. Joe, I don't use this. I don't use stuff like that. I tried this. It's spectacular. And if you know, you get that soreness.
Works for you, then
yeah.
I need.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't use this stuff. All right. Anyway, Joey, we got rain coming in just a little bit. Yes.
Yeah, tonight, I think late tonight and tomorrow morning, it could rain pretty hard for a few hours, Sito, so that's going to affect the morning commute tomorrow.
Yay.
But behind it, the sun comes out, and temperatures are going to be well into the 60s tomorrow afternoon. The weekend is going to be dry. We'll see sunshine for a while Saturday and more sunshine Sunday, low to mid-50s both days this weekend.
Sounds good to me. Joe Lundberg, thank you so much, my friend. We'll get you some of that. InviteHealth.com. InviteHealth.com. We got it. We got you covered, Joey. Hey, Julie Menon's going to join us, director of the New York City Census 2020. It's important that you find out all about the census coming up. Right off the top of the hour, as a matter of fact, Danielle Johnson gave away her kidney. It is World Kidney Day. You do not want to miss this story. I swear, Danielle's in the studio with us. And Eddie from Zuper Restaurant, and your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. Joe Piscopo right here on AM 970, The Answer. We're coming right back at you.